before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back.
Time.
I have decided
to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
No turning back. It's the sweetest decision. The best decision. One more time, I have decided.
I have decided. Oh, decided. I have decided.
Pray over God's word, amen, that we have ears to hear, our heart to receive. Thank you, Lord, we just...
We thank
you for your presence this morning, Jesus. God, we just thank you for your invitation to follow you. To put everything behind us. And just to fully make room, surrender to you. We just ask you to bless the word, the scriptures this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告, amen.
Amen. Well, we're living, no one has to remind us that we're living in challenging times, amen? And with the shaking, the challenging times around us, there are many people that are looking for answers, amen? Many people are starting to recognize in a new way, their need for Jesus. So it's so important that we are prepared and ready to share our testimony for Christ. Amen? We need to take every opportunity to share with others how Jesus has saved us. But it's also very important that we understand what makes the gospel truly powerful. The gospel of Jesus Christ gives us to the power to overcome all our obstacles. Amen? It in truth can really save us to the uttermost. Amen?
真实呢,我们可以从许多的事蒙拯救。
The gospel of Jesus Christ saves us from both the penalty and the power of sin.
耶稣基督他的福音拯救我们从我们自己的罪恶和所有的代价里出来。
The work of Christ baptizes us in the Holy Spirit. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the message of Jesus Christ, baptizes us into the body of Christ.
而且耶稣基督, 祂的荣耀福音, 将我们进入了基督的身体里。
So it doesn't matter what someone is going through.
所以不在乎我们正在经历什么样的事。
The good news and message of Christ has an answer for their situation. Amen?
主耶稣基督荣耀的福音, 祂是每一个问题的答案, 不是吗?
If
如果
we present it in a proper way.
我们用一个合理合适的方式来呈现它。
In Matthew 13, Jesus talks about the parable of the sower.
在马太福音第13章里面讲到撒种的比喻。
He describes four different hearts.
主耶稣描述四种不同的心态。
That receive the word of God, the promise and ministry of the Spirit in a different way.
用不同的方式里接受到了耶稣基督的话语，他的福音。
And it doesn't really have anything to do with the seed or the message of the gospel.
在这里面很明显的，这个结果或方式与他所撒出去的种子或荣耀的福音是没有关系。
But it has everything to do with the condition of the heart that receives that message.
那个种子本身没有问题，乃是那个接收种子的心他的问题。
Now this applies to brand new converts in Christ.
这对于新得救的人是合适用的。
But it also applies to us who have walked with the Lord for a longer time. Because at times we receive the Word of God as a young believer with a very open heart, and the gospel is powerful in our life.
我们把心打开,
Only for later for things to slip in and crowd out the ground of our heart.
但是问题是渐渐时间过去，我们让许多的事物来占据了我们的心。
And that same message stops producing the same kind of fruit it did in the beginning.
所以同样福音的种子在我们生命里就没有像我们当初信主时那样满了火。
So here Jesus is just teaching his disciples.
在这里主耶稣教导他的门徒。
Giving them understanding.
给他们一个了解。
How important the condition of the heart is. That receives the gospel.
在得着福音的这件事上，一个人的心的状态是何等的重要。
So why does the word of God and the ministry of the Spirit sometimes produce different results in different hearts?
所以为什么在同样的神的话入到人的心的时候会有不同的结果？
Certainly all of us have met those who have put their faith in Christ and give testimony that they have believed the gospel.
我们当然遇到很多人，他们把心打开来接受主，然后得着了福音。
But yet in many areas, their life remains unchanged.
但是你看看他们，他们生活的各样的方面好像都没有改变。
While other people at the very same meeting, sitting under the very same message,
同样的，在同一个聚会里面，有其他的人也听见了一样的信息。
Their life can be radically changed in almost every way.
但他们的生命却可以有极端的改变，在各方面都有改变。
What makes the difference?
这两种的状况，它的不同的原因是什么？
I've seen people in ministry prayer lines.
我看见那个在各样聚会里面有一个长长的祷告的队伍。
Where someone laid their hands on them and they prayed for them to receive a deeper work of the Holy Spirit.
有人为这些排队来接受祷告人祷告，让他们有更深入的遇见主。
Two people side by side.
两个人可能就是站在彼此的旁边。
Seemingly on the outside, powerfully affected by the ministry of the Spirit.
表面上看来，这两个人在被接受祷告，在接受祷告的时候，好像明显的圣灵都有大能的工作。
There may even be the evidence of some gifts in both of these people.
甚至同时表现出不同的属灵的恩赐。
With one, the work of the Spirit it sticks and stays and has a radical effect.
但是你看到同样的祝福和能力临到的时候，有一个人显出这个祝福能力是留在他的身上，造成生命改变。
While the other one, though it looked to be the same, had a very lesser effect in their walk with God.
那另外一个人也接受到一样圣灵的工作，但是你看他后来的表现，好像他生命的改变是极少。
I'm sure we have seen this too, right?
我相信我们常看到这样的例子，不是吗？
I mean, some people use this as an excuse for saying, we'll see the word of God or the work of the Spirit It's not what you claim it is to be because it didn't change their life.
所以旁观的人会说，你看，所以神的话或神圣灵的能力不是像以前那么大有能力了。你看他们都没有什么太大的改变。
So Jesus is teaching his disciples, it's not about the power of the message.
所以主耶稣在这里教导他的门徒，问题不是在神的话语上面。
It's not about the work of the Spirit.
也不是圣灵的工作。
It's more times than not about the heart that receives the message.
许多时候问题是在乎那个接受神话语的那颗心的状况。
God typically only fills and occupies the amount of ground or place in our heart that we yield.
因为神能充满并且占据的是我们容许他给予他的空间。
You know, if you were to compare your heart to a house,
比如说假想你的心像一座房子。
You let God into the front living room,
你让神来到房子的客厅。
He'll fill that, amen?
他立刻就会充满在客厅。
But if all the other doors of your house are locked in your heart,
但是如果你心中其他的部分的心门是锁住的
There are huge portions of your life and your heart that are not going to be filled with God's presence.
那在你生命中的许多部分就没有办法充满神他的同在
Amen?
Amen 吗
So God typically only fills and occupies the amount of ground we yield.
神所能充满占据的是我们容许给予他的空间。
If we want the fullness of the blessings of God,
什么时候我们想要一个完满神的祝福
we must surrender and yield the whole heart if we are to rightly expect God to do a full work.
若是我们预期望神大大的充满祝福我们
Amen?
我们必须要全然的降服。
So as we preach the gospel to people that we meet,
同样的，我们遇见了人，我们跟他们分享福音。
We can preach boldly and with confidence. God can radically and totally save them.
我们要有勇敢的心，并且完全相信神可以完全的拯救这个人。
If they will allow Jesus to be king in their life, amen.
但是先决条件是这个人愿意让神成为他生命中的君王。
So let's talk about give some examples.Of how people sometimes allow God into their life in one area, but not another.
我们来举一些例子，看看当我们只给神一些空间，来到我们生命中某一些部分的话。
So many have come to Christ because they're afraid, they're fearful, they have trouble in their life.
许多人因着惧怕，因着需要，因着难处来到神的面前。
They want the Lord to help them out of a bad situation.
他们要神帮助他们解决当时的难处。
Amen.
Amen.
God is so, so merciful.
而我们的神是这样有怜悯。
He brings peace. He will rescue every trembling heart that puts its faith in him.
他会将那些带着战惊恐惧有需要的心来充满来帮助他们的需要。
But he can only work to the extent that we open our hearts.
但是记得神是受限制于我们给他的空间的。
So some people are afraid of the loss of their reputation if they put their faith in Christ.
有些人呢怕因为他们全然信主的话他们的名声会受损。
They want God to save, they want Jesus to help.
他们希望神来拯救他们他需要耶稣来帮助他们。
But they're not certain if they want to release their whole life to Christ.
但是同时呢他们又不是很确定我要愿意把我所有的我的一生都交在主的手中。
Their personality to Christ.Their characteristics, the way they express themselves.
他们会 crisis solver people.
People.
人有各样的性格。
For example, when I was a young man, I knew I should believe in Jesus. I knew I should submit to Christ.
譬如说我年轻的时候，我知道我应该要将自己全然降服于主。
But I was wary and cautious. I was afraid.
但是我有一点惧怕，有一点顾虑。
Of how that would might make me look in front of all my friends.
顾虑说，如果我成为一个全然信主、相信主的人，在我朋友面前，我会成为一个什么样的样子
？I mean, as a young boy, I grew up in the Nazarene Church.
我在拿撒勒人教会系统里长大的。
Every Wednesday night was testimony night.
每一个礼拜三晚上是我们做见证的晚上。
There used to be a little lady that sat on the far back right corner of the church.
有一个老姊妹总是坐在教会的右后方。
And she would give her testimony every Wednesday.
她每一个礼拜三都会上来做见证。
Every week she would tell us how Jesus had saved her from her sin. And she soon started to weep a little bit as she told the story again.
She
would start to pace back and forth up and down the pew a little bit as she was telling the story. She had a little handkerchief she'd pull out of her purse, and she'd start waving this handkerchief. And then she'd start lifting her voice, telling us how good Jesus had been to her. I remember I sat on the total opposite side of the church.
I was
only 10 at the time. And I would watch that little lady. And pretty soon she started raising her voice louder. And here she'd go. She'd walk all the way down the aisle. And she started singing praises to God, waving this little handkerchief. She'd walk across the front by the altar. Go back up the other aisle, waving the handkerchief.
又从另外一个走道走回去，一面走一面摇手帕。
Come around all the way to the back, and she'd take her seat again.
然后呢，她再走回她的座位坐下来。
And at 10, I'm starting to think, if I give my heart totally to Jesus,
那时候我想着，哇，如果我把我自己全然献给主。
It might make me look like that.
我可能将来行动就像这个老妇人一样。
It might make me act like her.
这样的心情可能让我的行动像她一样。
Now there was no question, I had the deepest respect for her.
没有问题，我对她是非常尊敬的。
And over and over again, week by week, I used to think inside my heart.
一周一周过去，我以前心里总是这么想。
One day,
有一天,
I will give all my heart to Jesus. And I'll be able to stand up in the church and give my testimony like her. But that scared me to death. What would people think of me? That I'd lost my mind. I was beside myself. Perhaps people would make fun of me if I acted like that. See, I wanted Jesus in my life. But there was a condition, a threshold. That I wasn't willing to cross, wasn't allowing God to cross.
我没有办法让这个底线拦主神完全的进入我生命。
Amen?
Amen吗?
And those kind of attitudes, those kind of fears,
那样的态度或者那样的惧怕,
can keep us from allowing God to fully occupy the house of our heart. And it causes us to have a shallow work of the Spirit in our life. And then the promises of the gospel are not fulfilled in our life. There are so many people, even in the church, that have so many things they're ashamed of. So many little secret addictions. Secret problems. That for some reason the gospel kit isn't seemingly helping them overcome. But it's not the gospel. Is they have shut a door to the work of God's grace. They have not with unconditionally opened the heart of their life. And said, Jesus, you come inside and do whatever you want, however you want.
允许对主耶稣说，让你进来我的生命，做你所有要做的事。
See, some people want to follow Jesus.
你知道，有些人说我要跟随主。
But they want their dignity.
但是呢，我要很有尊严的跟随主。
They want to look sophisticated.
我们在跟随主说，我需要看起来是一个很复杂有内容的人。
They want everybody to think well of them.
我需要别人认为我是可尊敬的。
Guess what the gospel promises?
你知道福音给我们的应许之一是什么吗？
That this world will hate you for the sake of Christ.
就是这个世界会因着基督的原因恨你们。
If you're wanting everyone to like you and think well of you,
如果你想讨好每一个人，叫每一个人都喜欢你，
let's just agree right now.
那我们现在就认识一件事。
The church is the wrong place for you.
那你不应该在教会里。
Because we have abandoned our reputation. We've become a fool for Christ's sake. Amen.
因为来到教会是我们放弃自己所有的需要的欲望，在主耶稣面前愿意做一个愚拙的人。
Please don't misunderstand me.
不要误会我的意思。
I'm not suggesting that you be foolish for the sake of looking foolish.
我不是要你这个行为动作像个愚蠢的人。
But I am saying, as a follower of Jesus,
我的意思是说，当我们
over and over again, you will put your reputation on the altar. Amen.
很多时候，我们必须把我们的名誉、
Amen?
声望放在祭坛上。
Young person, are you ready to do that?
年轻的弟兄姊妹们，你们愿意这样做吗？你们准备好了吗？
Older saints of God, are you still doing that?
年长的圣徒们，你们仍然这样做吗？
So Jesus, the parable of the sower explains why we have uneven or varying results from the same message.
借着撒种的比喻，主耶稣跟我们解释为什么我们生命中好像不能有一个持续的、稳定的、一致的、丰盛生命的表现。
Matthew 13:3.
在马太福音十三章第三节说道。
Then he spoke many things to them in a parable, saying, "Behold, a sower went out to sow."
他用比喻对他们讲许多的道理，说有一个撒种的出去撒种。
A sower, someone with seed.
就是有一个人带着种子出去了。
And he went out to plant these seeds.
他把这些种子撒在土壤里面。
Very generously, a sower cast the seed out there.
非常慷慨的，他将许多的种子撒出去。
And as he sowed, some fell on the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them.
撒的时候有落在路旁的。飞鸟来吃尽了。
Some fell on the wayside or the hardened ground.
这路上的呢，就是落在了硬的、坚硬的土地上。
The ground that is hard and unyielding.
那样的土地是刚硬而不降服的。
This ground did not receive or yield to the seed.
这样的土呢，是不愿意接受神的话。
And so the birds of the air, Jesus would later explain, this is Satan comes.
所以飞鸟来，主耶稣后来解释，飞鸟就是魔鬼。
And before the seed of God's word can have an effect on a person's heart,
所以神的话都还没有机会在那个人的心上发生作用。
Because it's so hard, the enemy just snatches it up, eats it up.
为什么呢？因为他的心太刚硬了，所以还来不及发生作用的时候，魔鬼就来把它拿走。
A good seed on a hard heart doesn't produce good fruit.
所以好的种子在一个刚硬的心身上是没有办法有任何作用。
It has nothing to do with the message. It has everything to do with the heart that it falls upon.
这与种子或神的话没有关系，完全是这个心的状态。
What can we compare such hardness to?
那这样的刚硬，我们应该用什么来做比方呢？
Pride.
骄傲。
Self-reliance.
自我的倚靠。
An independent spirit.
一个向神独立的精神
caring about what everybody thinks about you
只在乎别人怎么看我
an unwillingness to admit that you're wrong
却不愿意承认自己是错的
an unwillingness to say you're sorry
而不能够向人道歉的
pride
都是因为我们的骄傲作祟
always wanting to look dignified or look right
骄傲让我们总是想要自己看起来是对的是有尊严的
pride
我们的骄傲
It will interfere with the message of the gospel, the promise of the gospel in your heart every time.
这样的骄傲会阻挡我们从神的话语和工作。
God says he is opposed to the proud.
神说他抵挡骄傲的人。
Opposed.
他抵挡，他反对。
Do you have somebody in your life pushing against you?
在你的生命中有没有人一直都是在推，把你推走的？
The circumstances of your life and how you're doing things seem to be working against you.
或者你在一个环境里，你觉得这个环境跟你是做对的。
If your heart is proud,
如果你的心是被耕种过的，
that opposition may actually be coming from God.
那样的抵挡可能是来自神的。
God is opposed to the proud,
因为神是抵挡骄傲，
but gives grace to the humble.
但是神同样的，他是赐恩给谦卑的人。
The hard heart does not receive the good news of Jesus.
刚硬的心是没有办法得到神美好的福音的。
The humble, tender heart.
只有谦卑柔软的心
receives it.
能够得到。
Amen.
Amen 吗
？Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 13:5, some fell on stony places.
十三章五节说，有些呢落在土浅石头地上。
Where it did not have much earth.
土地不深。
There's soil here. There's some tender earth here.
所以在这里是有一些柔软的土。
But very shallow.
但是很少很浅。
And they immediately seeds immediately sprang up because they had not much depth of earth.
土地不深呢，它发苗最快，因为它没有很深的地方可以生根。
But when the sun was up,
问题是日头出来一晒
these little plants,
这些小的植物
they were scorched,
它们就被曝晒
because they had no root and they withered away.
因为没有根就枯干了
You know, again, a lack of tenderness, a lack of humility.
没有谦卑，没有柔软
Sometimes there's a little bit of tender earth there, but mostly rock.
就像我们的心，大部分都是刚硬的石头，只有上面有一点点的，非常肤浅的土是柔软。
Matthew 13:7, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them.
十三章七节说，还有一些是落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来就把它挤住了。
Jesus later tells us that this earth that has thorns and weeds and thistles.Is the heart that has the cares and worries of this world in it?
他后来跟我们解释，这些荆棘就是今生的骄傲、钱财的迷惑。
How many of us have put our faith in Christ?
我们有多少人，当我们把信心放在基督的身上
，had a fruitful experience in the beginning?
一开始的时候，我们好像我们的经历是满了果实的。
Only later to find the worries and the cares and the love for the world coming in.
但是后来呢，我们今生的忧虑、钱财的迷惑，
the grace of God in our life.
其他的事情进来了，就把神他的话给挤住了。
We cannot love the world and love God.
我们不可能又爱世界又爱神。
A love for the world,
爱世界的心
，the things of the world,
和其上的事。
All you know, just.Gathering all these things around ourselves, when this is the main focus of our life.
如果世界和其上的事是我们四周围绕我们的事物或者我们生活中心的时候
it chokes off the life of God in our life.
就会将神的话给卡住了。
So again, some are tempted to say, "Oh, that message doesn't really change you."
所以有时候说我们说，你看这样的信息都没有对你有任何改变。
That person had a spiritual gift, a spiritual experience, but it didn't really change them.
你看到那个人身上有属灵的经历或属灵的恩赐，但是这些事情都没有改变他许多。
But if you're sharing the ground of your heart with the cares and worries of this world,
你知道，因为如果我们的心都让这个世界上和各样的思虑所充满
，the promise cannot be rightfully fulfilled. Amen.
那神给我们的应许就没有办法自然的产生了。
Verse 8 and 9 of Matthew 13.
十三章的8和9节说到
，But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop.
有落在好土里的，它就结实了。
Some a hundredfold，
有的是结实到一百倍之多。
Some 60, some 30，
有六十倍的，有三十倍的。
See what Jesus says here in verse 9？
你看主耶稣第九节怎么说的
？He who has ears to hear, let him hear。
有耳可听的，就应当听。
Are you listening today？
你现在坐在这里在听吗
？Don't expect the gospel of Jesus to change your life。
不要期望耶稣基督的荣耀福音改变你。
The kingdom of God can't fully save your life.
神的国度不能完全拯救你。
It can't transform your life if you don't submit to the King of the kingdom.
你不降服于天国的君王，你不要期望你的生命有改变。
You can't be king and Jesus be the king at the same time.
因为你不可能宝座上有两个君王，又是主又是你自己。
This is what we're all trying to, so many in the church trying to figure out. How can I be in charge and Jesus be in charge at the same time?
很多时候我们信主人都有这个问题。怎么样我可以让主耶稣做主，但是我自己也是主。
The king is the one that saves.
那个君王呢，是在那里掌权跟拯救的。
King Jesus is the one that heals.
主耶稣基督这位君王是拯救，是医治的主。
King Jesus is the one that gives us victory over besetting sins.
耶稣基督这位君王是要给你荣耀的得胜，胜过你的罪。
If you want the salvation and the healing and the victory of the King,
如果你要这位君王他带来的救恩和胜利，
you have to yield to the King.
那你必须要降服于这位君王，不是吗？
This is not a difficult concept.
这个观念不困难吧？
It's not.
这不是很难了解吧？
So when you preach the gospel, when you offer the good news to people,
所以当你与人分享美好的福音的时候，
if we want our message to be received well,
你希望你给他的分享是被他接受的，
we must remind them that we are inviting them into a kingdom.
你要提醒他，我给你这样的分享是邀请你进入一个国度。
The good news is a call to change your allegiance.
要改变你的忠诚的对象。
Your allegiance from one kingdom to turn and be submitted to another kingdom.
将你对原来国度的忠诚度改到这个新的国度。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
Now, sometimes people in the world they hold dual citizenship, right?
Well, 在世界上很多人有双重国籍，不是吗？
No such concept in the gospel.
但是在神的福音里没这件事。
You know, oh yeah, I'm a citizen of France and a citizen of the United States.
Oh, 我又是法国人，我又是美国人。
And when things get where I don't like them too much in the United States, I think I'll fly back to France.
我不喜欢美国的情形的时候，我就飞回法国。
This is not how it works in the kingdom.
但是神的国度不是这样的。
Amen.
这个原则不适用。
Amen. Some of you, maybe even in this room, you used to be a citizen of Taiwan or China.
在座的各位，可能有些人以前的国籍是中国或台湾。
And you went through that long, tedious process.
你经过一个冗长复杂的程序。
To become a citizen of the United States.
你现在成为了美国的公民。
And so you had to submit, you had to yield your old citizenship to China or Taiwan.And now you're a citizen of the United States under the laws of the United States.
根据美国的法律，你必须要放弃其他国籍，然后来入美国的国籍。
You see what? Do you understand what I'm talking about this morning?
你们了解我的意思吗？
You used to be a part of the kingdom of darkness.
因为我们以前属于黑暗的国度。
Submitted and surrendered and driven by the king of darkness.
我们以前降服于那个黑暗的君王。
But you have accepted the invitation to enter into the kingdom of light.
但是你又接受了光明国度给你的邀请。
But for that light to shine brightly in every area of your life that you truly need it,
要让光明国度的光照亮你生命中你急需的每一部分。
You must bend the knee to the king.
那你必须向光明国度的君王来屈膝，不是吗？
The gospel can save to the uttermost.
神的福音能够拯救到最高的程度。
If you yield,
如果你降服，
yield.
如果你降服，
I believe there's probably even a group like we have here today.
也许在座有一小部分的人，
there are some that say, "Why can't I get victory over that thing?"
你可能在想说，哎呀，为什么我不能在某一件事上得胜呢？
Why can't I seem to overcome this anger issue?
譬如说我的愤怒我的脾气我为什么不能控制呢
Why don't I have self-control in this part of my life?
或者我为什么在这一件事上没有办法有自我的节制呢
Have you yielded to the king?
你降服于你的主了吗
One of the ways that the Lord addresses this pride issue in our life, the stony ground,
我们的心像那个刚硬的石头主耶稣讲到那就是我们的骄傲
One of the ways that humility is worked deep into our lives so the seed of God's word can have a full effect.
有一种方式让主的谦卑能够深深地进入我们生命的。
Is through the confession of our sins.
就是借着认罪。
We agree and confess to God that we are a sinner.
就是我们口里承认我们也同意我是个罪人。
We humble ourselves and he comes in.
当我们承认的时候我们就谦卑下来神就能进来。
But James tells us
雅各告诉我们
that sometimes
有的时候
with a trusted friend or a pastor
对着一位牧者或者我们能够信任的朋友
in order to gain the full healing of the gospel
要得着福音完全的医治的话
，over our mind, over our heart, over our body，
这个医治无论是在我们的心思里、我们的心里面或我们身上。
The Word of God says, "Confess your sins one to another, that you might be healed."
他说彼此认罪、代求，使你得医治。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
Now, when I was just a brand new Christian,
当我刚信主的时候
I was 19 years old.
我19岁
And the Lord began to convict me of needing to make restitution about something.
神在我里面光照我，让我知道我有一件事要解决。
Something I'd done as a foolish high school student.
是我在高中的时候做的愚蠢的事。
Something that could potentially get me in a lot of trouble.If certain people knew about,
如果人啊某些人知道我做这些愚蠢事的话，我可能会有问，我会有麻烦。
Now, you know, I'm not certainly not proud of this, but this was just the truth of where I was as a high school student.
当然，这就是我高中所犯的错误，不是我引以为傲的事。
Me and my friends were out drinking late.
我跟我的朋友很晚出去啊，还喝酒。
Doing all manner of things we shouldn't have been doing.
做很多我们不该做的事。
And we knew this girl in high school.
我们认识高中里有这一位女生。
That none of us much cared for.
我们其实都不喜欢这个女孩子。
So we drank a little bit more.
我们又喝的又多喝了一点。
And we drove my truck over to her house.
说我们开着我的小卡车到她的房子外面。
And drove our truck through her yard over and over again.
然后开进了她的后院的一圈又一圈的绕。
Through all the planters, through all the grass, made a mess of the yard.
我们开过把她的草地啊，她的植物搞得一塌糊涂。
Did some damage to the car that was out front.
而且呢，又把她这个房子前面停的车子损坏一些。
Nobody knew who did it.
到那个时候都没有人知道谁干了这件事。
We did terrible things to their property and got away with it.
我们毁坏了他的房子的前后院，然后我们走掉了，没有人知道。
And the Lord said, David.
但是主对我说 ，David.
You need to go back and tell them what you did.
你需要回去告诉他们这是你做的。
I said, the Lord.
他说，哦，主啊。
This could get me in a fair amount of trouble. You know,
你知道，去坦诚
这件事。They might be calling the police, right?
他们可能会把我送给警察。
Oh, I remember pulling my truck up to the.In front of their house. This was, I don't know, it was 4 years later after this had happened.
我做这件事已经发生四年之久了。我开着我的小卡车到了他的门前。
And while I was still in school, everybody talked about what happened, and nobody knew who did it.
在我在高中做这件事的时候，我记得大家都在讨论说，不知道谁干这种事。
You know, oh, did you hear what happened? Blah, 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 blah.
大家都说，哎，你听说吗？那件事情。
No one knew who did it.
都没有人知道谁干的。
So I pulled my car up, and I remember that was the longest walk from my car to the front door I ever remember.
我把我的小卡车开到他的门口。我记得从那卡车到他的前面，真是我这辈子走过最长的路。
I was scared. I was.
我真的是非常害怕。
I took this long walk, slow, short steps.
我踩着小碎步，慢慢的走上去。
I knocked on the door.
然后我敲他们的前门。
And then this young woman, she was off in college then.
那个时候这位高中女同学已经去上大学了。她那天回来。
But her father was there.
她不在，但她爸爸在家。
The one that had to fix the mess that I made.
因为她要整修所有我造成的问题。
And I just told him simply, I was the one that did all the damage.
我很诚实，简单告诉她，就是我干的。
I said, I'm sorry, will you please forgive me?
我说我真是很抱歉，你能原谅我吗？
I said, I'm a Christian now and I had to make this right.
我现在是基督徒了，我必须把这件事作证。
And I just saw his face, just as he softened towards me.
我就看见他的脸向着我是变得柔和了。
And he just leaned into me.
他靠近我。
And he said, that's the very best thing you could ever do.
他说这是你能做过最好的事情。
And I wanted to reiterate, I was willing to take responsibility for anything that needed to be fixed or paid.
我必须强调，当时我是愿意接受承担任何的惩罚和代价。
He totally forgave my debt.
但是他却全然的赦免。
And I was walking on clouds back to my car.
当我从他的前门走回我车上的，我真觉得我是如云驾云乘雾，乘云驾雾。
Sometimes the real freedom comes over a big chunk of something that's not right in our heart.
很多时候重压在我们身上压了很重的重担怎么样能够解决
When we drag that secret out of some dark hole or closet,
就是我们让那个又埋得又深又远的那个秘密拉到可看见的光中
And I'm not suggesting that you just share these things with everybody.
我现在不是说你把你所有的秘密告诉所有的人
But we all have a friend that really loves us, amen?
但是我们总能够找到一个真的爱我们的朋友
We have a pastor or an elder
或者一位长者或者一位牧者
that we know we can trust.
我们知道我们能够信任
And we tell them our story.
我们把我们心里的秘密告诉他
And it helps us find victory, the grace of God. Through that humility brings the grace of God in our lives that we previously didn't experience.
我们这样做这样的降杯的时候是让神的恩惠以前不能临到我们的能够再度临到。
Amen?
Amen.
Now, I won't talk about share the details, but Vicky shared with me recently one young man in our congregation.
我不讲太多的细节，但是不久前 Vicky 告诉我，在我们当中有一位年轻人
，who is really desperate and hungry for a deeper work of God's Spirit.
他很渴慕神的圣灵更深的工作。
I don't know that anybody instructed him to do this.
我不知道有什么人劝告他要这么做。
But he went and shared with another man. He said, "Will you pray for me?"
但是呢，他却找到了另外一个弟兄，跟他说，你能为我祷告吗？
And then between the two, he shared the struggles of his heart.
在这样的对交谈中，他把他心中的挣扎告诉了那位弟兄。
He humbled himself.
当你这样做的时候，是把自己降低下来。
And the power of God powerfully fell on him.
结果神的能力极大的临到他。
And he stayed there a long time while the Spirit of God was working on him.
他甚至都不能动，当神的能力在他身上运行了很久。
We want the Spirit of God to come in a powerful way, don't we?
我们岂不都渴慕神的能力大而有力的临到我们吗
？But are we locking the doors of our heart?
但是问题是，我们是不是把门给关上锁起来了
？Oh God, I want you to do a work here.
跟神说，哦，神啊，请你就做这一部分。
But this part's my part.
但是这一部分是我的。
It just doesn't work well.
所以呢，效果就不好。
Last scripture, then we'll button this up.
最后一处的经节。
Some of you might remember the story of Elisha and the Shunammite woman.
你们记得以利沙和苏念妇人的故事吗
？So you have remember Elijah? He's the one that got took up in the chariot of fire.
以利亚不是被火车火马接上天了吗？
And then there's Elisha, who was his understudy, if you will, the one that was his assistant for a while, but then replaced him as a prophet.
然后他有一个跟随者，后来是他的继承者，叫做以利沙，也是位先知。
Second Kings 4:8-11.
是在列王记下第四章第八到十一节记载。
Now it happened one day that Elisha went to Shunem.
就是有一天以利沙到了苏念去。
Where there was a notable woman, and she persuaded him to eat some food.
那里有一位妇人，她就劝他要吃一点食物。
So as often as he passed by, that he would turn in there and eat some food.
所以每一次他经过的时候呢，他都会到他家那去吃一点东西。
So this Shunammite woman recognized that Elisha was a prophet of God, a man of God with the Spirit of God on him.
所以苏念妇人很明显认得出来，这个人身上有神的灵，是一个属神的仆人。
And she figured out that he comes through here regularly, my city.
她也发觉了这个人常常经过我所住的乡镇。
And if I open my table to him,
如果呢，我邀请他进来吃饭。
Amen. How many Chinese ladies like to prepare a table for guests and feed someone a good meal?
我们很多中国的家庭或妇人都很喜欢把家打开，邀请人来吃饭。
Oh, no one? Anybody like to feed others?
你们都没有兴趣请人吃饭吗
some of you ladies, when your sons come home, your daughters come home, you know if you spread a good meal that they'll stay longer, right?
譬如说你的在外面上学的儿子或女儿回家了，你会准备很多好吃的，希望他留久一点，不是吗
？The same thing's going on here with this Shunammite woman. She knows if she prepares a good lunch. Elisha will remember that lady has some good food over there.
以利沙就会记得, 哎, 那个妇人家总是有好吃的。
So every time he traveled through Shunem, he'd stop by her house.
所以每一次他经过书念的时候, 他就会去他家吃饭。
Because she opened her table to him.
因为他常常邀请他来吃饭。
Because she was a good cook.
他是一个好厨子。
Because she shared the table.
因为他把他的家打开。 Amen?
And then verse 9, 2 Kings 4:9.
第四章第九节说到,
and she said to her husband,
她呢就对她的丈夫说,
look now,
看啊,
I know that this is a holy man of God who passes by us regularly.
我知道这是一个属神的人,
you know, sometimes the husbands don't pay attention to like the wives do, right? So she says, look, have you been noticing this man of God, this prophet, he likes to eat lunch at our house.
所以她就提醒她的丈夫说, 你看,
Verse 10.
第十节,
please, let us make a small upper room on the wall and let us put a bed for him there and a table and a chair and a lampstand so it will be whenever he comes to us, he can turn in there.
Oh, 那我们在我们家造一个小房间,在楼上,他来的时候,他可以在那里休息,我们给他预备桌子,椅子,灯和床。
She's figuring out that her house is more blessed when the prophet eats at her table.
他现在他已经了解了,光吃饭呢,还是不够的,他要让他能够有更多的机会来祝福他的家。So
she appeals to her husband, if we not only open our table, but we open our house and create a room for him.
所以他就跟他丈夫商量,请求说,让我们不仅是让他吃饭, 我们来做,预备一个房间,让他可以留下来。
He'll not only eat here,
所以他不只在这里吃,
he'll stay here.
他能够在这里住下。Amen? Amen?
This is how it is with God.
同样的，这就是跟我们跟神的关系。
God wants to have fellowship with us.
神要与我们有沟通。
You open part of your heart so the Lord can come and sit and rest and eat with you.
你把你的心打开一部分，所以神能够进来跟你一起吃饭。
And He'll do it.
他会来的。
To the measure that you open your heart.
你让他进来多少,他就进来多少。
But if you open the whole house of your heart,
但是如果你将你的心整个打开,
if you make more room for him,
你预备更多的空间,
he'll not only come and visit, he'll come and stay.
他不只是来拜访你, 他会来在这里居留。
This is a spiritual principle.
这是一个属灵的原则。
In Luke 6:38, it says, the amount you give will determine the amount you get back. Give and you shall receive. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back.
路加第六章第38节地方说到,你要给人就必有给你的,你用什么良器量给人,就用什么良器量给你。The
amount of room that you open in your life,
在你的生命中你打开多少空间,
will determine how much God occupies that life.
就决定了神能够占据多少空间。
So verse 11, 2 Kings 4:11.
王下,
and it happened one day that he came there.
4章11节说, 有一天呢, 这以利沙就来了,
and turned to the upper room and lay down there.
他就上了小楼, 在那里休息,
he stayed
躺下,
there. Some of us have a little visit on the weekend with Jesus.
You know,
Jesus wants to be our bride, amen? Are you married to Jesus? Or are you just dating him on the weekends?
记得吗? 我们是主耶稣的心腹, 你是希望你的丈夫只是周末见到你, 还是天天与你,
I got a hot date with Jesus every Sunday.
So, 每一个主日我和主耶稣有一个非常热情的约会。
And me and Jesus are getting pretty serious because we do this thing on Tuesday too called prayer meeting.
星期二晚上我们也与主耶稣有热情的约会, 因为我们有祷告聚会。
How about our whole life?
但是我们的一生呢?
Every moment.
每一个时刻呢,
married to Christ.
我们是嫁给耶稣,
bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh.
我们是他骨中的骨,肉中的肉,
forsaking all other lovers.
他弃绝了一切其他可爱,
cleaving to him and him alone. That's how we say our marriage vows in the US.
Amen?
Are you married to Jesus, giving him everything about you?
Or
are you just selectively giving bits and pieces to him? Maybe you've come to faith in Christ and you're, wow, this gospel thing wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
也许呢, 你来到信主之后呢, 你发现,
I thought it was going to revolutionize my life. Don't question the gospel so much. Let's question how much room we're giving to that gospel.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Are you empty or full?
你是倒空了还是你被充满?
How yielded are you?
你有多降服?
Amen. It's such a simple message, isn't it?
这个信息内容很简单,
you can have as much of the Holy Spirit, as much of God as you want.
你可以拥有神, 你要多少就有多少。
How empty is your vessel?
问题是说, 你的器皿有多空?
How much room are you allowing the Lord to occupy?
你给神充满的空间到底有多少?
Psalms 107 verse 9
诗篇107篇第九节说,
says, For he satisfies the longing soul,
他使心里渴慕的人得以知足,
and fills the hungry soul with goodness.
使心里饥饿的人得饱美物。
But if you're satisfying your soul with other things of this world, you may not be that empty, you may not be that hungry.
若是我们的心充满了这世界上的事, 你就没有像这属灵的事没有那么的饥渴。
That meets the condition of this promise.
你就没有合格, 得到这一节所说的祝福。
Luke 1:53 says, He has filled the hungry with good things.
叫饥饿的得饱美食。
And the rich, now it's talking about the full, the satisfied,
却叫那富足的,
he sent them away empty.
空手回去。
So if you were, as we come together today, and we were going to call upon the name of the Lord, if you are full and satisfied this morning, if you have come to the meeting and you're already full and satisfied with your own life, your own ways, chances are you're not going to get anything out of what we're doing today. But if you are hungry, the promise is to you.
但是若是你里面是空的, 是带着饥渴来的,
if you are empty, the promise is to you.
若是你是空虚的来到神面前, 那这个应许是你的。
If the doors of your heart are wide open and inviting God in, the promise is to you.
如果你的心门是向神完全敞开的, 他所有的应许的祝福是给你的。
Matthew 5:6
马太5:6节说道,
Blessed,
有福了,
happy,
有福了,
are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
他说饥渴,
that's God's character.
就是羡慕神的,
for they shall be filled.
有福了,
if you're not hungry this morning, you're probably not going to get anything out of what we've been talking about.
里面没有一个属灵的饥渴,
are you hungry?
问题是,
wait a minute, are you hungry?
你们饥饿吗? 你们渴慕主吗?
Are you hungry for a deeper work of God's grace?
你饥渴要得着神更深的工作和恩典吗?
Are you hungry enough to say, I don't care what the gospel makes me look like?
你饥渴神到一个地步, 你不在乎,
I'll be that little old lady waving the handkerchief.
我愿意甚至成为那个一直摇手帕的妇人的状态。
I'll be that man or woman that takes the long walk to knock on the door.
为了去认错, 走那个遥远的路去道歉的。
Amen?
Amen.
I'm not suggesting I know how it's supposed to look for you.
我不是在建议说你当如何行。
I'm not telling anybody what they have to do to make this connection.
我不是在告诉你你如何与神重新连接。
God is plenty big enough to speak to himself to your heart.
神是够有能力让他直接对你说话的。
But if you're sitting there and you feel that twinge of conviction that says, you may need to make that right.
当你坐在这里，若是你觉得神要你要做某一件事，让你跟他的关系正确。
You need to get that out of the way.
那你就要立刻对付这件事。
You need to humble yourself.
你需要谦卑下来。
You need to get that stony ground out.
你需要把你心中刚硬的部分挪走。
Do it. Obey God's Spirit. Amen.
要顺服神的灵，就做神给你的指导。
All right, let's see what we're going to do here. Well, stand if that's you. I mean, just not because you're the neighbor on the right or left of you standing, but if you feel God's dealing with you in a special way and there's something more of God you want, I invite you to stand up and just say with all, every eye open and everybody looking, it's me. I need God's fullness.
神的灵在里面感动你，你渴慕更多的得到他，或者神要你做某一件事，你要愿意顺服，不在乎别人怎么看怎么想。我邀请你站起来。
So if that's you, just stand right where you're at.
就站在你的位置。不是因为别人站起来，是神在你里面让你要站起来。
Let's just pray a little bit here.
Lord,
yes, Jesus. Come on in, Lord.
Come on in,
God. Oh, God. Just tell him. Just ask him. Come on in, God.
就告诉主，主啊，进来。告诉主，让他进来，充满我，神啊，充满我，神啊，充满我，我将自己交，我把我的心，我的主权交给你，神啊，你进来。
God, we just humble ourselves before you this morning.
神啊，我们在你面前谦卑匍匐。
God, just fill us up with more of your grace, your power, your healing, whatever we need, Lord.
无论我们需要什么，是你的恩惠，是你的医治，你的能力，主啊，求你充满我。
God's dealing with you out there. Just pray, and we'll agree with you. Amen.
Amen. 你有感动，你祷告，我们就与你一同。Amen.